I see where we have the appointment for council, which I think is important, and I'm good with where we're going, and I think it'll be open to anybody that wants to be involved with that. But I was just wondering if we could have a report from either Mr. Schwark or Carrie about what we're going forward on this.
Through the chair, I think it'd be more appropriate to actually turn it over to Ms. McKenna, our manager of HR.
Okay, absolutely.
Ms. McKenna. Through you, the chair, I'm here to present the report on the recruitment and performance committee, a subcommittee of council for the recruitment of a CAO. Within your package today, it outlines terms of reference, the position description, position mandate, and a guideline in terms of timelines for the subcommittee to follow as the organization moves out to recruit for a new CAO.
Anybody have any comments? No one has any comments, questions, concerns? Wow. Okay, Councillor Kiernan.
Thank you, through the chair, and Mr. Rosa is chiming in. I'm curious about how the structure of ward councillors is going to look. And I gave a little head shake when I saw this. I'm going to come off the board, actually, and let Tony speak to it, as he should.
Okay. Councillor Rosa.
I think this needs to be a collegial, collaborative effort that involves all members of council. This is a very important decision that needs to be made, and we as a team should be working collaboratively on this. I'm not sure that the divisiveness is the way to go. I feel really strongly that we need to make this decision as a unified team. And I really believe strongly that each one of us brings something to the table. And I think that this particular shoot is going to affect all of us. So having said that, I believe we all need to be there at the table, and we all need to contribute.
So, Councillor Rosa, you can make an amendment to the terms of reference to include all members of council.
It's optional. I'm just trying to leave it open.
I really do believe that's the direction we need to go in.
Okay, so are you moving the amendment?
Yes.
Seconded by Councillor Kiernan. So that's the amendment is before us about making an amendment to include all councillors. And so I'm going to clear the board so it's speaking just to that amendment. Councillor DeBoer.
Having gone through this, the same scenario where we did it as a group, this one suggests that there's a committee, but it's also suggesting that, and I would probably be surprised if we do approve like a small committee of five, that once there's a selection down to maybe two or three candidates, that we would have the complete council complete the final interviews. And I don't see a big problem with that. I think that it actually makes the group, the smaller group, actually look at the terms of reference and review the whole, and also be the group that's going to, for at least the 2 years or this term of council, do the evaluation of the CAO, keeping it as a smaller group. I think that there isn't anything wrong with that. And as far as the final interview, if you took it down to three candidates, all members of council, and I think the report allows for that, that all members of council could step in and be part of the whole group to interview the final few candidates. And if there's a desire to interview a number of people, I'm perfectly comfortable with the five people from this council going forward and doing the first or second cut before the final decision is made. So I don't know if it's necessary that everybody's involved with the whole process, but I do think that when we come down to the final step, then we definitely should be looking at the entire council making that final decision.
Okay, and just to add into that, we've done it both ways. I've done it both ways, whether it's here or at the region. And always it is a full council decision when it gets to the end. I just want to be cognizant today we almost lost quorum because one council member had to go to the washroom. So if you're trying to book interviews and go through this process, it's timely, and those that are committed, you need to actually have the time to be there, and it needs to be, time is of the essence, because the longer we wait this out, the longer it's going to take to get through this process. So we're not talking about, you know, booking calendar dates out a month, 2-3 months out from now, I would think. So I just want to put that plug out there that I think that the purpose of this is that initial group is to sort through, to narrow it down, and then that final decision is made by all members of council. So I understand why the sub sort of committee is brought forward to us, but I think it's for efficiency in time. As we see today, and we're heading into the holiday season, all of our calendars get worse and worse. So, Councillor Kiernan.
Thank you. Through you, Madam Chair. So primarily I would support what Councillor Rosa has said, that we're all involved. Having said that, and I think it's really important to understand that we do all bring different strengths, weaknesses, components to the table, each and every person on council. So perhaps, you know, a cut-down version of that would be whoever would like to serve on the committee versus one person from each ward. So as a member of council, if two people from the same ward want to be involved and commit to that, I don't see that as an issue whatsoever, because I honestly believe that we have strengths and weaknesses that that can be useful in this process. And it's good to hear that we'll have that final say coming to the end of the process, because as I've said, we need to, you know, this is third up at bat here. And I think it's pretty important that this one is very, very, very right. So I totally get what you're saying, Councillor Innes, that getting everybody together that many times is probably going to be onerous. So, you know, if possible, can we leave it to whoever wants to be committed to this process?
So we can leave that up for discussion. The only thing that I will say is if you're there for one, you have to be there for all. So there's no something's come up and I can't attend, because that means you're out for all of the rest. So that's the other issue, is it's not just making sure that you have the time, it's making sure that you have the time to be at all of them. Councillor Groves.
Thank you. I've been through a few CAO searches here, one at the region. And one of the comments I heard last time was, we always hired a headhunter, and then she brings the list to us, narrows it down, brings the list to us. But I did hear some concerns the last time we did this, that there were a number of people that applied, and never even, we didn't get an opportunity because the headhunter already weeded them out and just brought us a short list. And I thought I heard some members of council at the time wanting to be more involved in that process. So I don't have a problem with all of us being involved in the process. I really don't. It affects us all. So, you know, I mean,
okay, Councillor Rosa.
We as a team decided to go in a different direction, and we as a team need to finish this process and find the time where everybody's available to be present.
Councillor Early.
Yeah, I also agree. I think everyone that chooses to be involved, I think Councillor Kiernan also said it very well, is that if you choose to be involved, that you're involved. I think it's, I think the reality is that someone may not make one meeting. And I think that regardless of whether it's a small committee or a large committee, that still could happen, right? Somebody could be sick, somebody could. I think that there's good faith that if you feel that you've got the time, put your name down for the committees or for this committee and you know, show up for the meetings. I think, and if you feel that you don't have the time, then probably you should back away.
Councillor DeBoer.
Well, I think just to have some clarification that is a suggestion that if you don't make any of the meetings, because I think there's two separate parts here. There's the first one, interview a number of candidates and narrow it down to a couple and then have a final interview. When you have the first bunch of candidates, that usually happens over the course of a couple of days, depending on the number that you get. When you have the final interview, you have a cut down to about two or three with a separate set of presentations. I'm perfectly comfortable with what's proposed here with staff for the first set of interviews, and then have everybody, and including myself, be involved in the final meeting. And I think that makes it, and the way the staff report is written, as I understand it, is that group, or that smaller group, is still going to do the review of the CAO over the course of this term of council, as well as the role and position. So just to be clear, and just to make sure that it's clear, is the understanding that the final interview will involve everybody if you aren't involved in the first round of interviews, is my question, because that's the proper way.
Ms. McKenna, can you answer those?
Through you, Madam Chair. You are correct, Councillor DeBoer. The purpose of our report and our recommendations here was to come forward with a subcommittee for efficiency and the time that's required. And that committee will screen resumes and go through the process and identify those candidates. The integrity of the interview process is really important, and so for missing committee meetings where we're having some discussions and things like that, but the integrity of the interview process with the candidates is really important, that the interview panel is consistent, because you'll really want to rank and score those candidates. And you are correct, as per our Schedule C, the final interview would be with all of council. And that in itself will be time-consuming as well, right? Because even if it is down to two or three candidates, it's not just the interview itself. There's a review of the candidates. There's the prep conversations that are have to be had as well.
Councillor Kiernan.
Thank you, Chair Innes. So I think, thanks, Ms. McKenna. I think what you said, though, helps me on my point on this, is that rank and score. Because each and every one of us as people may rank and score on different components of the applicant based on who we are, based on how we see things, based on our perceptions. It isn't a black and white situation. We're talking about people and attributes and personalities and those kinds of things, character that comes forward. So that's why I think that it's really important to have as many different perspectives sitting on this council, on this committee as possible. And on the review basis, if we put this down to four committee members, are we suggesting that, and the mayor, thank you, that only those four committee members and the mayor will be involved in the review process going forward with the then hired new CAO?
Ms. McKenna?
Through you, Madam Chair. The performance review, it would be a committee, and then everything goes back to council for final approval and discussion.
So which brings me back to my first point. I know the report, the performance review should be a little more straightforward, because there will be goals and achievements that should be measurable. So that should be reasonably straightforward, because it's a measurable process, or it should be. But on the initial consideration, I don't think it's wise to limit it to only X number of people. And as far as people not being able to make meetings, things will happen in the new year. People will take vacations. People will get sick. Right? That will happen.
I think the purpose of this, though, is if you're on this committee, you're not taking vacation.
Right.
This is what we're trying to say.
Right.
Is that you need, in order for
things get scheduled around.
Yeah, in order for the ranking system to actually function and work the way it's supposed to be, there has to be consistency amongst the people sitting mm-hmm. in that room. Because if there's somebody missing, the ranking then gets off.
That's why
on
I
that
don't want to limit
missing.
It to the five people. I don't want to limit it to the five people.
Okay. Are you done now? Sorry, Councillor Early.
Thank you, through you, Madam Chair. I concur with Councillor Kiernan. And I would say that given that I can feel the emotion that it's clear that the pre-committee, the pre-interview committee, has to always attend every meeting, I think you as a councillor have to make a decision whether you would be able to attend those meetings and put your name down to say, yes, I'm prepared to be part of this pre-interview or the first selection process. And then, of course, everybody is involved in the final selection process. But to limit us, and I suspect there may be somebody that doesn't want to be part of that pre-interview committee, but I think if that's the stipulation, is that you're going in with the intent of ensuring that you're attending all meetings, then I think it should be open to all of us. Thank you.
Just before I go to the next speaker, Ms. McKenna, can you advise, A, your anticipated timeline, and B, the length and the times of the meetings? I'm not saying you're giving us dates. I'm saying you think that you would need 5 days, full days at 10-hour days or whatever, so that everybody around this table understands the commitment that they're all wanting to partake in.
So through you, Madam Chair, I did review the previous CAO recruitment in terms of time spent for interview days. The final interview was 2 days. I believe it was at a hotel or motel in Bolton. Hotel. And in regards to the screening, so I have worked in a previous municipality where I did participate in a subcommittee to hire the CAO, and you will be looking at approximately 3 to 5 days of the prep, and then you're looking at interview days. So if you start with your first round and you decide that you're going to interview 6 or 7 candidates, and each one is booked for an hour, and then there's prep and after time, that's your first round, so you can calculate that. And then if you get down to 2 or 3 candidates for your final. So it is a significant amount of time that's spent. I'm not sure if I answered your question correctly or not.
So my calculation is almost 2 weeks. Just so everybody knows, 10 business days, full days, committed in a short amount of time. I don't even know if I can commit to 10 full days in a very short amount of time. That's a lot. And making sure that whoever agrees to be it, it's not about rescheduling your calendar if something's come up that's your responsibility. I think that is something else that I'm putting out is going to be another issue for our staffing. I think we also have to remember that we have a shortage in our scheduling and the end of our staff in that office at this point in time. Councillor Downey.
Thank you, through you, Chairness. I'm comfortable with the way the report reads and the way that it's set out, having a subcommittee. I would be concerned that, for myself anyways, that if we were to expand on the subcommittee, if you were to miss one of those meetings, then it would preclude you from participating in the finals. So I think actually having that sub and then the final is probably the best way to go. But maybe if you can clarify that, like if you're participating in the first round and you for whatever reason miss one, does that preclude you from the final rounds of interviews?
Ms. McKenna.
Through you, Madam Chair. It will be whatever the council decides in terms of how they want to manage the recruitment of the CAO. But I can tell you that internally, when we do internal interview processes, we do require, and it is mandatory, that all the managers, so for example, if there's three managers on a panel or for interviews, that they participate in all those interviews with the candidates so that we ensure that we have consistency in our hiring practices.
And I think that that's important, obviously, in this situation as well. So I'm happy to support the way that the staff has put forward the recommendation.
Councillor Kiernan.
Yeah, sorry, me again, Chair Innes. So, and this is, you know, obviously my first experience with this here. So I heard you say, Ms. McKenna, that managers. So there's also managers involved in? No. Okay, sorry. So no, there was just the HR and the committee. Like, who would be involved in that?
And the clerk, sorry.
And the clerk, yeah. Of course. Which, yeah. So that's HR, the clerk, and the committee.
Through Madam Chair, yes, that's correct. Okay. And when I referred to the managers, I was giving an example of our internal recruiting process.
Okay. And so that's obviously going to be a problem for Councillor Rosa, too, as he is a full-time school teacher. So 2 full weeks will preclude him from a process that he feels very strongly about. And are they consecutive days? So all of us have pre-scheduled commitments with committees and whatnot. That's not just not showing up for something. That is a preset commitment. And anyone that sits even on this pared down committee will be subject to those commitments. How would we manage that if we go, you know, if we look at this report as it is and there's the 5 people, there are preset committees and things that we've all committed to. So
the only thing that I would add to that is for scheduling, and I know what we've done in the past is typically Tuesdays are reserved for council. If there isn't general committee or regional council, it's an opportunity to use that day because it's supposed to be reserved for council anyways. Thursdays are automatically out because those are reserved for regional council days. Fridays are typical external organization committees. So if you sit on conservation authorities or Niagara Escarpment or any of those, they typically to be on Fridays. So it leaves Mondays and Wednesdays. Most other committees tend to take place in the evening, which is not when we would be doing the interview process anyways.
And 2 of mine are on Mondays. So how would that be managed if, because 2 of my pre-committed to boards that I sit on and people that are on Mondays.
So through you, Madam Chair, we would work with the clerk's office as we would internally with our process because we have lots of competing schedules that happen internally with our GMs and our managers to try to come up with reasonable timelines where we can get everyone's commitment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically it's not undoable is what I'm hearing, right? Since for a minute there I saw it being somewhat undoable, but it can't be undoable. Everything's doable. Thank you.
So I think what's happening is, though, is staff scheduling this number of people is going to be difficult, and what's going to end up happening is there's going to be a majority that are available on the majority of the days, and those are the dates that are probably going to be set. And some of us are going to have to say yes to one thing, no to one thing, to be able to go to this. That's what's going to end up happening. And yes, we all serve on committees, and at some point you have to miss committee meetings, and that's understandable in the cases. And sometimes in our regional opportunities, we can send delegates in our place. But I think that's if council's moving in a direction where we all try to be there. Like I said earlier, we also have to remember we don't have a scheduler in our office after next week. They're gone while we're trying to schedule this. So that's my other concern. Councillor Early.
So, again, I suspect that perhaps not everybody on this table is going to now want to commit to the subcommittee. And, you know, given some of the regional activities, and you guys have got heavy plates, I think that we should even just consider getting a show of hands as to who would want to be part of the pre-interview process. We're all aware that we need to be part of the final process. That's critical. But I think maybe there's a couple of people that may not choose to be part of this now. And so whether there's four or five, I think we should at least find out. But I think if there's an appetite for council to be involved in the selection of this key individual, I think that we should allow that, given the parameters that you have to attend all of these pre-interview meetings.
Okay. Councillor Rosa.
I'm requesting that we go in camera. My request at this time.
You have to declare for what reason?
To discuss another option. Identifiable individual.
Okay, so moved by Councillor Rosa, seconded by Councillor Kiernan. All those in favor? Carried. I will now ask those members in the audience who are not part of our HR department to please leave while we go on camera. Rosa's motion is still on the floor. Do I have to do anything? No? Okay. And that is that the terms of reference be amended to include all members of council. Seconded by Councillor Kiernan.
Can I say something?
Sorry, Councillor Downey.
Thank you, Chair. I think I asked the question, but maybe it wasn't clear. The way that that's written, then Councillor Rose's motion puts all of us in a position that we are then having to be part of that committee. And if we cannot be or then miss, it precludes us from further being part of that committee. So I'm personally not comfortable with the way that that is stated.
Councillor Early.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree totally, Councillor Downey, but can we not have a slight adjustment to the wording so that it would state that it is all those that choose to be part?
So Councillor Early is making a recommendation, seconded by Councillor Downey, that there's an amendment to the amendment that would read that the terms of reference be amended to include all members of council who wish to participate. Councillor DeBoer, did you want to speak to the amendment to the amendment? Sounds like an SNL.
And
statement.
The amendment to the amendment doesn't clear it up. The question is there going to be at least two rounds? And what has to be very imperative is that everybody can participate in the final round. The way
that's already in the terms of reference.
But will that carry through with regards to the motion that's here?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I think that was Joanna's question too, and it wasn't answered.
Every member of council is to participate in the final round of interviews and the selection. That's in Schedule C of the report. So, no other speakers. Moved by Councillor Early, seconded by Councillor Downey, the amendment to the amendment. All those in favor? Carried. And now back to the main amendment as amended. Moved by Councillor Rosa, seconded by Councillor Kiernan. All those in favor? That the terms of reference be amended to include all members of council who wish to participate. Thank you. Carried. And now back to the main report as amended. Are there any other comments, questions, or concerns? No. Are there any other comments, questions, or concerns? Councillor DeBoer. Can I see a show of hands of those who wish to participate? I'm going to read you off. Councillor St. Clair, Councillor Rosa, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Early, Councillor Kiernan, and Councillor Groves. And I guess I'm going to have to, since my counterpart is not. And that's it. Okay. So now staff know who to direct that first round to. Are there any other questions, comments, or concerns? All those in favor? Carried. So there is no council meeting to deal with this prior to December the 17th, so we will need to actually call a special council meeting to ratify this so that we can start the process. And we could do it next Wednesday if everyone's here for the budget. So I'm not here. Okay. So we could do just prior to the budget open house. I just need a hand of people who I can get guarantee quorum, because I know that I will not be present. November the 27th. That's Wednesday, November the 27th. And I'm gone too. 4. If you do it at 4, I can be here. Well, you could do it before Jackie's farewell. And you guys all want to be part of this entire process. And we can't even find one day for a special council meeting. This is what I'm saying.
So the number of councils are doing Sedfield's community center tour until 4 o'clock. So that's going to take some time to get.
What about first thing in the morning? I won't be.
But what about the following week, December 3rd?
Oh, we could do, yeah, why don't we just do December 3rd after the golf tournament committee meeting at 1 o'clock? It's a Tuesday. Everybody's supposed to be here anyways. It's just a council to ratify this. So Councillor Rosa isn't actually missing anything unless he wants to vote against it. I'm not seeing any reaction, so. Okay.
December 3rd.
December 3rd, 1 p.m. This now concludes the general committee meeting, and it is adjourned.